Unit 4. Listening focus. Activity 4.
Is being a perfectionist a good thing or not? I believe that perfection is not only impossible to achieve, but rather like trying to find the mythical pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, I'd say it's nothing more than a fantasy. The closer you get to it, the further away it moves. The more you improve, the more room for improvement you'll find. Aiming for perfection is one thing. Expecting perfection, demanding it and beating yourself up for falling short, dooms you to frustration and diminished confidence and motivation. Musicians are a good example of how aiming for perfection can actually harm performance. Instead of just losing themselves in the music, the more they focus on their technique while practicing for a concert, the more nervous they're likely to be and won't give their best performance. Why? Because they know that the likelihood of a completely perfect performance is close to zero. Instead, what they should be focusing on is what they want to communicate to the audience and how to achieve this. I feel that the biggest problem with perfectionists is that they sometimes get so stuck in the detail that they forget the goal, which, in the case of musicians, is to move and delight an audience. This is true for many different skills. Learning a language, for example. Instead of worrying about getting the accent absolutely right or not making any grammar mistakes at all, learners should be focused on getting their message across, and I'm certain they'll find their accuracy will also gradually improve in the process. Another problem with perfectionists, which worryingly is quite common among young athletes, is that they won't even take part in some competitions because their fear of failure prevents them from even trying to win. They don't consider anything less than winning an option. Their more relaxed peers, who are willing to have a go, they're the ones who are more likely to succeed as they'll learn from their experience and their mistakes. Striving for perfection can also be harmful because perfectionists can never leave something alone. Even when they're done with a task, they can't help trying to find new things to improve on. This lingering process starts off as 10 minutes, then extends to 30 minutes, then to an hour and more, and so they become less productive as a result. The way I always recommend avoiding this is to fix a time limit and stick to it. An inevitable result of this is the realisation that good enough is usually, well, good enough. It's not just artists and sports people who need to learn this lesson. It applies to everyday activities as well. When giving a presentation, for example, I think it's good to bear in mind that old saying, less is more. It's far better to try and make a few points clearly rather than lots of points in great depth, which will be lost on the audience. But many perfectionists have a tendency to include every possible piece of information so nothing gets left out. Of course, no one is saying that you should lower your standards and be content with an average performance. The point is still to aim high and put in 100% effort, but to be satisfied by fulfilling your potential. That's all anyone can ask. Perfectionism is most common in those people who were driven...